ערב שבת קודש, פרשת שמיני, פרשת החודש, הוקם המשכן, ראש חודש ניסן, the bria starting, the pasuk starts, ויהי ביום קלויס מוישה להקים את המשכן, like a kala, the ריבונו של עולם felt, he's going into the house of Klal Yisrael, and the Yalkus brings down, ויהי אין אלא לושן צער, ויהי בימי אחשוורוש. וי, וי. Why is the day of צער? And the Yalkus says something that only the Medrash could say so. I want to show you, by me it's a new word, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. It's worth so much. But listen carefully. Moshe, he says, for a king that has had a wife, the Agonis. You know, the whole time she was worried, she made him crazy, we'll call it. She made it crazy. The king told her, build us a palace. Build a beautiful palace. She went for a couple years. She built a palace. She took the best architect. She took the best architect ladies, the best architect. She bought from the best places, the best stuff. Couple years, the building is ready. She calls the king. The king comes in. It's a beautiful house. Magnificent. Amazing. Everyone sees like a drop of tear falls out from the eye of the king. Ask the king, what happened? He said, for 5 years she was building this palace. I had quiet. From tomorrow, she again asked me what to do. We'll start to fight again. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the beauty of Klal Yisrael. But he said, now that they finished to build the Mishkan, will be, there's no water, there's no meat, there's no avatichim, there's no fish. We don't find from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu going down from Har Sinai till the building of the Mishkan, they did not complain. They did not complain. The Rambam says, "Ein ayitzehor nichnas elo belev ponui mitoiro." Chazal say, "Mi yale behar Hashem umiyokum bimkom kodshoy." When you're busy oile behar Hashem, it's, you know, climbing up a mountain is very easy. Standing at the top, standing still and not moving ahead, it's harder. Miyale be'ar Hashem u'miyokum mimkoyim kodshoy. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisne, pamach ha'sa'isi me'alach baderech. Pamach ha'sa'isi me'alach baderech. Poga bi'odom echot, and he told me, you want to come leave your country and come to live with us. And I will give you everything. And he said, no. The Nefesh HaChaim says, Pamach ha'sa'isi me'alech baderech. One time I stopped my learning, I took my vacation, I took my time, poga bi menuvel zeh, the Yitzchore, and told me, come, move away. You live in the Ir Shel Soifrim. Come to our place, we'll take care of you. A person has to be consistent, busy with growing. When you're not busy with growing, you have time to play on your phone. You have to have a dafayomi seder. You have to have a aloche seder. A omudayomi. You have to be consistent climbing. When a person is climbing, he doesn't do averis. When he's standing, a person says, Baruch Hashem, I have too much. I want this to take it easy. No. The taking it easy, that is the danger. That is the danger. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the highest day, Yom Shenot al Asoro HaToris. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayehi, Vayehi. It's a tzar, they finished the build, now it's dangerous. We have to, Rabbi said, we have to take on ourselves the whole time. To remember not to stop for a second, not to stop. A person that has time, that is busy, doesn't do averus. Be busy. Be climbing. And Be'ezus Hashem, you will have Siyata Dishmaya. I just want in the same time, Be'ezus Hashem, I'll be Shabbos in Manhattan. If someone is around, I would love to get together. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos.